Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
At this stage, listen, Ollie's out of contract, and Geelong boy obviously come out of Geelong, and his brother plays at Geelong, and we understand there's a pull down the highway, but we'd really like to retain him, so that's where we sit at the moment.
Graeme Wright there, Collingwood Football Club, talking about the out-of-contract forward that he's got on his books, Ollie Henry, a first-round draft pick 2 years ago, in the system for those 2 years, obviously had some good performances this year, David Noble, for Collingwood, that came after the yips that he had in one particular game, but the very next week came off the sub and won a game for Collingwood, did it again not long after that. There's some serious talent there with him, given he did go in the first round for Collingwood 2 years ago, and clearly now wants to be part of the Cats empire with his brother Jack, who was such a good contributor, not just this year, but in the build-up to the Cats premiership.
Makes sense from the Cats as to what they're targeting, you know, down there with Hawk, you know, from that side of things. I saw him play a couple of times live. And really impressive. Like, moves naturally as a forward. That was the thing that caught my eye. Reads the ball really well, positions himself to, you know, to present to the ball. Just the basic fundamentals as a forward, play in front. You know, and his ability to be there at the right time is because he prepares and he's ready to receive the ball, either be getting a hack out of the quick kick out of the stoppage or from, you know, delivery coming down the ground.
That was the most impressive aspect. That week where he was focused upon, and rightly so in terms of how matches are reviewed, where he missed a lot of shots at goal and it wasn't a good outcome. And then the very next week, kicking four goals, I think it was all after half time too.
Yeah.
Just to me, that was real strength of mind to overcome that issue and prove and frank the high pick that Collingwood used on him some years ago. But yeah, I'm surprised. But again, if you're saying it's a Hawkins replacement, you know, until you maybe as soon as 12 months, who knows? But I mean, Hawkins is 34, isn't he already? I think so. Key position wise, that's where you'd lock him in.
Yeah. Mobility. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's where I see he can play.
He's not. What is he? 190. He's not your genuine tall. But
that's what I was sort of asking. Yeah. So you still see him playing that full forward though, right? Yeah. All right, well, what do you give up for him, Sauce? I mean, you're the man in this space. Oh. And they haven't got much, have they, the Cats?
Well, sometimes it's not.
Is it their first pick?
Well, yeah, sometimes it's not a pick, it's a player. Yeah. So we always talk picks here, you know, and that's the easy way out. But it's about, you know, what have the Cats got on their list that might be able to help the Pies? But then again, is it money that's going to be an issue at the Pies? So that's when it generally goes back to picks.
Mm.
It could be a future first, something like that. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a sliding of picks somewhere along the line this year. But look, as Graeme Wright said, they want to keep him, and I'd want to keep him too.
Yeah, but if he doesn't want to be there, he's not going to sign anything, is he?
I get that.
And they've got no hold over him, have they? That's the other thing.
Well, they haven't. He's uncontracted. Yeah. So, but then again, how does he get to Geelong?
To Geelong, yeah.
He's got to wait 18 spots.
In the preseason.
And he's going to get snapped up.
Yeah.
You know, so if I was North, I'd be knocking on his door.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't want to go there, I don't think, right now, would he?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's
play every week.
Yeah, play every week, and you know, he's got time to develop. And but that's, you know, generally when a player nominates a club they get to, well, the manager doesn't deal with anyone else until
that's exhausted.
He senses, you know, what there's a chance this may not happen.
All right. Well, so what we've seen, I think you could mount the case quite strongly if you wanted to that he's justified the pick 17 that he was 2 years ago. Is that do we at least
agree?
So with Geelong having their first pick, which is the latter position, being the premier, they've got pick 18, which will become pick 19. I would argue that they would like to go to the draft with that, but if it all comes down, do they just use that? And is that enough for Collingwood, given they're going to get nothing if they don't?
But the other thing you've got to take into consideration with Collingwood, they know that this player can play at the level. There's no guarantees.
So there'll be more than 18.
Well, yeah, I mean, then that's the thing. And then you've got to look at this year's draft in relation to the depth of the draft and what does next year's draft look like. So Collingwood will know that if they're going to, you know, if they're going to go down that path.
Yep.